a wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
One that they will remember for years to come. And, oh God, we pray for your people on today. We're thankful that we are here to celebrate with him and to hear what thus says the Lord. And then, Master, we pray now that you would hide us behind your cross and that you would let us down in your word, that we might glean that which you have set before us, and that we might be a better people, that we might be a better servant to you. And then, Lord, we give you the honor and we give you the glory. Thank you for all who have gathered. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all of the people of God said amen. Again, I want to thank God for you, Pastor Dunkley, for inviting us here. It's a privilege to be here to share with Mount Olive Church. And as we appreciate you, to all of the clergy, to all of our people who have gathered today, who have sacrificed to be here on this evening, and to the St. Lawrence Church family, I'm indeed grateful to them. Praise God for them, and certainly to have them present with us on today. To all of the ministers' wives, and to my wife, where you at, baby? All right. Amen. That's my Kool-Aid, y'all. That's my sugar. And certainly, I got to go home with her. Amen. I don't want to get put out on the highway. It's kind of hot out there. And I don't want no burnt bread when I get to the house. Amen. I was talking to you. I did tell you that. There is a word from the Lord, and it's found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, as we try to glean from Paul's writing to the church at Corinth. First Corinthians chapter 9. Beginning at verse 13, chapter 9 of the book of Corinth. Beginning at verse 13. And it reads, "Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. Even so said the Lord, even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel." You may be seated. And we want to labor from these two verses. Paul writes to the church at Corinth, and we simply want to talk about the importance of taking care of the preacher. I want to labor where we are, talk about the importance of taking care of the preacher. I've discovered in these 20 years of pastoring and preaching the gospel of our Lord is that some things we have to hit head on. Some things we have to come face to face with. There are things that we, if it's in the Bible, we ought to be able to discuss it. We ought to be able to reason about it, especially when it comes from the Word of God. Because too long I have discovered, my brothers and sisters, that somehow another, that as a people, and especially Pastor Hall, in our African-American churches, we find it very difficult when it comes to taking care of the preacher. We find it very hard. Somehow or another, we can't find those scriptures. Somehow or another, we can't see those passages. Or better yet, we mistaken them to mean something else. When it comes to appreciating, and when it comes to discussing the issues concerning taking care of the preacher or the man of God. But Paul does not waver here in this passage of Scripture as he writes to the church at Corinth. And you know, the church at Corinth had many issues. And Corinth was a seaport city, and it attracted people from all cultures of life. And oftentimes when they would come to Corinth, they would bring all of their own ideas. And many times they would turn others from the faith to their own ideology concerning what ought to be done when it comes to the law and the Word of God. But my brothers and sisters, we must, as a people of God, if we are going to make it, if we are going to get anywhere, if the church is going to be what it ought to be, it is that we must learn to reason from the Scripture. We must learn to hear the gospel, the Word of God. And I'm reminded of a passage of scripture that even the Apostle Paul says in Romans in chapter 10 and somewhere around the 9th verse or the 14th verse, where he says, but how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they've been sent? And so it is that the preacher has been sent from God, and God has ordained him not only to preach the word of God, but those who have gone beyond to pastor and to shepherd the people of God. It is that God has so ordained for the church to take care of the preacher. Amen. I may not get no amens there, but I'm going to preach it anyway. Because too many times, my brothers and sisters, yes, many of our churches are struggling simply because we won't do what the Lord says. Amen. It's not that God is short of anything. It's not that God is bankrupt. It's not that God is limited, but God is able to do anything. But as I said to our church on this morning, it is that we have to learn to act according to the word of God. And in this passage, Paul shares with us that we ought to recognize the labor of the preacher. We ought to recognize the labor of the man of God. Is that right? And so it is important for us to take care of the preacher. It is very important for us, although some don't think that way or some think otherwise, who really don't know the scripture. But the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5, the Bible says that we ought to esteem those who are over us highly. In other words, we ought to esteem them in love, he said. In other words, we ought to exhort them. And Pastor Dunkley, we come to exhort you on today. We come to esteem you because of your labor. Years of pastoring, putting up with us. Somebody ought to help me here. 24 years of and beyond that, but I'm just talking about pastoring, of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, of leading the people of God, of shepherding the flock. Somebody ought to help me here. That's a long time to put up with some of us, or to have a witness here. Because you know, some of us are hard to lead. Some of us are like the children of Israel. Somebody ought to help me here. We're not easy to lead. We're not easy. Amen. We're like Israel. We love the grumble. We love the mumble. Amen. And the truth of the matter is, it does get on our nerve. Just being honest about it. I get tired of grumbling people. Somebody ought to help me here. Get tired of folk murmuring. Hello, somebody. Amen. If Moses got tired, and he led them for 40 years. Here you is trying to lead them the way the Lord will have them to go. And And every time we turn around, we're grumbling. Every time we come around, you're murmuring. That's enough to get on somebody's nerve. Somebody say they'll drive you to drink. Somebody ought to help me here. I wish I had a witness here. Sometimes the preacher goes through a lot. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, it's not easy trying to pastor folk. It's not easy trying to lead people and to guide them in the way that the Lord will have them to go. And especially not only grumbling about the directions. And my brothers and sisters, let me just drop this in on you. It seemed like, preachers, y'all might have to help me here. It seemed like after a while, it ought to get a little easier. It seemed like, Pastor Dunkley, after 24 years, leadership ought to come without reservation. It seemed like after a while. There ought to not be any reservation as to whether the Lord have called you to lead. Seemed like after a while. Hey, amen. That it ought to be easy. It ought to get a little easier. But this business does not get easy. Pastoring and preaching is one is a vocation like that of no other. Because he has to preach in season and out of season. He has to go when he don't feel like going. And he has to go even, my brothers and sisters, whether it's favorable or unfavorable. He has to go whether the weather is fair or unfair. And then he has to preach whether you want to hear or whether you don't want to hear. Not to mention all of his other pastoral duties. And then many times when he get up to preach, he have to sometime look at us like, somebody ought to help me here. And y'all sometime look at him like he crazy. And sometimes it's hard to figure out, even for the pastor sometimes, amen, as he try to discern what is it that is bothering the flock. And sometimes he can't tell what's wrong with some of us. Because most of the time we're always looking like we're sucking on lemons. Always when it comes to the pastor. My brothers and sisters, somebody always can't see it that way. Amen. Always got another vision. Lord done told him something. You ought to help me here. Yeah. They want to go in another direction. But there's only one shepherd. There's only one pastor. And I believe that's the problem with many of our churches, that we got too many shepherds and not enough sheep. We got too many pastors and not enough laborers. But God only give one shepherd to a flock. Somebody ought to help me here. In Jeremiah 3:15, he talks about it, for he said, I'll give you pastor according to my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. But sometimes we are persuaded by other convictions. We are listening to other voices. And many times we are getting off track from the vision that the Lord has set before the man of God. But my brothers and sisters, sheep follow shepherds. Oh yeah. Not shepherds follow sheep. Somebody ought to help me here. But many times we want the pastor to follow our vision. But the Lord haven't given you the vision for the church. It is that the Lord has given the vision to the man of God. And many of our churches are suffering. They're not growing as they ought to grow. Because we are hearing too many voices. But I heard Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice. In a stranger they won't follow. And I've discovered, Pastor Dunkley, yes, over these 20 years, that there is some folk you're not going to ever pass. Amen. You're not going to never shepherd. And one of the reasons is because, hello, amen, they're not sheep. Because that's the difference between sheep and goats. Sheep follow shepherds. Goats only pluck. They only buck. That's what goat does. And the way you know the difference is because, as the songwriter said, if you say I am your shepherd, somebody else. That's how you discern your sheep.
Yes, sir.
You say I am your shepherd, then why aren't you following me? That's the difference between sheep and goat. Sheep follow shepherds. And goats only butt. They butt this. And they butt that. Pastor said butt. And everything you try to get over is butt. Well, Brother Pastor, sometimes, even though they're butting, we have to love them anyway. Amen. In spite of how much hell they raise in the church, in spite of how they butt, we have to love them anyway. Sometimes you just got to love the hell out of them. Somebody ought to help me here. Because the Bible said love conquers all, and love endures all things. And it even hard a multitude of faults. Oh, I ought to have a witness here. And you have to preach on anyhow. You have to go on, Brother Pastor, and do what the Lord has called you to do. Even in spite of our buttons. Somebody ought to help me here. Yes, you have to go on and
lead the church of God. But in the text, Paul also reminds the church of its responsibility. That it is the responsibility of the church to take care of its leader. It's right here in the text. Paul answers many questions concerning, those who would have questioned his authority to receive compensation for his labor, even though he did not use all of his privileges. And many times we don't use all of our privileges. Many times the pastor give over because of the ministry of the Lord. Sometimes you have to go without. Amen, somebody. We don't always understand that he need gas. Just like you need gas in your car. He needs clothes on his back. He needs food on his table. He needs a roof and a shelter over his head. But many times we don't understand the need of the man of God. But Paul says we ought to take care of God's preacher. Because, as I said in another sermon a few weeks ago, my brothers and sisters, the preacher is the most important person in your life. We have to understand what the preacher means to us. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing is by the word of God. Have I got a witness here? And how can they hear without a preacher? And so you need the preacher, the man of God in your life. You need him better than you need a doctor. Have I got a witness? Because the doctor can only give you medicine for your physical healing. But the preacher can give you medicine for your spiritual healing. You need him more than you need a lawyer. Because a lawyer can only defend you in a courtroom of society. But the preacher can give you a word from the Lord that will deliver your soul from death and from the bondage of sin. Have I got a witness here? You need him more than you need family members. Have I got a witness? Because family members sometimes get tired of you. Sometimes they'll walk away from you. But the preacher will give you a word from the Lord that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. I wish I had a witness here. You need him more than you need your mama. Because, and I know she've done many things for you and brought you into this world. But if your mama gonna be saved, she needs to hear the word of the Lord. Have I got a witness? And so Paul says in our text, we ought to take care of the man of God. And he asked the question, my brothers and sisters, do you not know that they which minister